T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Fires it deep to the triangle. It'll get all the way to the triangle. Run will score. Benintendi turns second, heads for third. He will have a stand-up triple. Andrew Benintendi laced it right to the 420 sign deep in the triangle in center field. Heath plates J.D. Martinez, and the Sox take a 2-1 lead.
Recapping the Red Sox win against the Orioles.
Owings laces it on a line into the left field corner. One run in, two runs in. Owings into second base with a double. Pinch hit double for Chris Owings, plates a pair. Red Sox extend their lead now to 5-1.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Mark James on WEEI.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Friday night. The Red Sox have won 3 in a row tonight over the Baltimore Orioles, 9-1. It was a dominating performance, coupled with their back-to-back victories on the road down in C-Town against the Cleveland Indians. That makes it 3 straight wins. Looking for win number 4 tomorrow. E-Rod on the mound tomorrow night at 7:10. Your phone number to get in is 617-779-7937. We'll get to everything, including Red Sox. They actually moved to within 6.5 games of the $63 million payroll Tampa Bay Rays after their win tonight and the Rays lost. So there's 38 games left for the Red Sox, but they are 7 back in the loss column. So take for that what you will. Even though a win over the Orioles counts as much as a win over the Yankees or the Dodgers, the Orioles are god-awful. This is a team. I mean, they're 39-83, for crying out loud. They are bad. I mean, they're 44 games under 500. The worst team in baseball, either them or the Detroit Tigers. But the Sox win. They did what they had to do. I don't put a lot of stock into it. I think the season was lost in the 8-game losing streak. We'll see if they can prove me wrong. I don't think they will. I look at the nucleus of this team. 95% of the players are back from a year ago, except for Craig Kimbrell or Joe Kelly. Doesn't matter. This team is just not the same as they were a year ago. There's something amiss. I can't quite pinpoint it, but a win over a quadruple A or even a triple A team like the Baltimore Orioles doesn't exactly convince me that this team is going to be able to turn it around. And, you know, obviously tomorrow night is going to be a big factor. And last Thursday night, the Red Sox were playing the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and Mike Trout, Albert Pujols were in town, and they were going up against a meaningless preseason Patriots game when the Pats were in Detroit playing the Lions with no Tom Brady, no Julian Edelman, obviously no Rob Gronkowski, who's retired or semi-retired, depending on what you may believe. And they got tripled in the ratings. They got tripled, plain and simple. So tomorrow night, there's some thought that Brady will play. And you're on the road in Tennessee against former Patriot Mike Vrabel. They've been having joint practices this week. But let's not forget the big news of the day. And that is Josh Gordon is reinstated by the NFL. So we were all wondering, especially me, what was taking the league so long in terms of why Josh Gordon, the NFL, didn't bring him back sooner. And I'll get to that. Now, what this means is it's great news for the New England Patriots. I love Josh Gordon. I really do. I think he's that speed break. Now, he doesn't have as much speed as he did when he was in Cleveland. We saw that last year in Chicago and that Sunday game against the Bears when he got caught from behind. However, when he's healthy, when his mind is right, when physically, mentally, psychologically, emotionally, Josh Gordon is where he should be, he's pretty damn good. He's the best receiver on this team when everything is right. Now, I say that with all deference to Julian Edelman, the reigning Super Bowl MVP. So this is very good news for the Patriots that he is eligible to be ready for week one Sunday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that is great. But my question is this. Why did the NFL do it now? Why? Of all times, did you notice how conspicuous the timing of this decision to reinstate Josh Gordon on a conditional basis? The NFL decided to do it now? Like this week? Gee, what happened this week in the NFL? What happened? Oh, that's right. Robert Kraft was the one who engineered a social activist partnership between Jay-Z, Roc Nation, and Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League. Got it. Now I understand why. I don't think the NFL was doing the Patriots any favors here. It seems like you do for me, I'll do for you. And the timing couldn't be more conspicuous. So, credit to Robert Kraft for having powerful friends, especially not only in the business industry, in Hollywood, but in the rap game, in hip-hop, like Jay-Z. Robert Kraft was the one who helped get Meek Mill out of prison sooner than later when he went down to Philadelphia and when he was stuck in prison and held a press conference to free Meek Mill. So there's that. So for the time being, Josh Gordon is a Patriot. He won't play tomorrow night in Nashville. He actually won't even play Thursday night here in Foxborough against Cam Newton and the Panthers, which is the, you know, as they always say, the third game's the most important preseason game of the year. So he won't do that, but he will be eligible after that for the game against the Giants and then for week one, Sunday night, September 8th, when the Patriots hoist banner number 6 to hang from Gillette Stadium. So your thoughts on Josh Gordon, 617-779-7937. I love it, but the problem with Josh Gordon is this. I can rely on him about as much as I can of, somebody who is a chronic borrower of money and asks everyone to borrow money and never pays them back. That's the thing about Josh Gordon. Everything was great for a couple months last year. And then literally, with 2 games left in the season, he was gone. Gone for the rest of the regular season. Gone for the Super Bowl run. Just gone. So I like it, but I'm not cautiously optimistic. I'm cautiously skeptical and pessimistic about this. I just am. You are what you are, you are what you are. And if I was a betting man, and I am, I would bet against Josh Gordon finishing the entire season with the New England Patriots. Just saying. It is what it is, to quote Bill Parcells, Boogie Nights, and Tom Brady. I love it, but I don't trust it. There was an old song by the greatest rap group in hip-hop history, Public Enemy, called Can't Trust It. I can't trust it. I just can't. and they spelled it T-R-U-S-S before you correct me, wherever you may be in Twitter land or whatever. I can't trust it. I just can't. So for what it's worth, it's great, but I'm expecting for the bottom to fall out at any moment. Sorry. You know, Josh Gordon is what he is. And I have a better understanding now of addiction and how the disease takes control of you. And that's the thing about Josh Gordon. It's not about the constants. It's about the variables. And the variables in Josh Gordon, the cons, if you will, outweigh the pros. So just remember, he might be the, you know, there's no doubt he's the most talented wide receiver on the Patriots when healthy, when mentally, physically, psychologically, emotionally right. But that's not that often. That's the issue. So call me a skeptic. You can say I'm the most negative person in the world and you're not the first or the last who would ever say that. I just don't trust him in this predicament. And I think it's like, what's the old saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, I'm the biggest idiot in the world. Well, Josh Gordon, this guy has had more lives in the NFL than, or chances, if you will, than a cat has lives. Okay? We should call him nine lives because he gets abundance of chances. And normally, back in the day of Paul Tagliabue, this guy would have been out of the league already. So you could say what you want and what you will. I'm not a believer. I'm not a believer. And, you know, and everything's going right, but we just don't know when, you know, last year during the bye week, the Patriots security, he completely got away from them. He lost them. And he fell off the wagon. So right now, you know, if you're the Patriots, like, you better have someone with this guy at all times, inside and out. That's it. I don't trust him. I just don't. And you can say what you want. You can say what you will. But you shouldn't trust him either. So he's great while he's there. Josh Gordon is like that hot on and off again girlfriend who continues to break your heart. And she'll leave and ghost you at a moment's notice and then just come back. And she's so beautiful, you'll take her back because you know you can never do any better. That's Josh Gordon. But you know it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when he's going to break your heart, period. Exclamation point. That's it. I don't trust it. But the NFL, in playing the quid pro quo game, Roger Goodell, Robert Kraft engineers the whole thing and the social activist partnership with Jay-Z and Roc Nation. And Roger Goodell completely just, you know, throws him a bone, says, okay, you did that for me in the league. I'm going to do this for you and your team. Here's Josh Gordon. He's reinstated. And you can't tell me that didn't happen. 617-779-7937 is the number. You see all the phone calls right there. I'll get to all your phone calls. We will take a quick timeout. Line them up. You want to talk Red Sox? That's fine. You want to talk the Patriots situation, Josh Gordon? How much do you trust Josh Gordon? Of what you saw, don't just forget about last year here in New England. Let's not forget about how things went down in Cleveland. This guy was going to tear the league apart. He was, I mean, literally going to be the highest paid receiver in the league, and he couldn't keep it together. Couldn't do it. So be happy, but be cautiously skeptical. That's all I'm saying. And if you think Josh Gordon is going to make, I would triple down right now if there was a bet on Josh Gordon playing the entire season and not having some sort of lapse. I would triple down fading that and betting against him. Don't trust him. That's it. All right, 617-779-7937. And sorry, if you can't get Red Sox Review on the radio.com app, you have alternate programming on. What can I tell you? That's for those of you in Boston, throughout New England, where you can hear my sexy voice. You're the lucky ones then, aren't you? All right, now it's time for trending.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dial 617-779-7937. Now, Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Josh Gordon is going to return to the New England Patriots this weekend. It is such that he's being reinstated on a conditional basis, and he will be allowed to attend the Patriots' August 22nd preseason game, but not play in it. But he will be eligible to return for the regular season, and this is just the boost that New England's offense needed, and it's a big boost for Josh Gordon personally and professionally. He has been given so many chances. And I think Roger Goodell, who had the discretion in this decision and decided to reinstate Josh Gordon, knows that it's up to him. And in fact, a short time ago, Roger Goodell said, and I am reading this quote to you word for word, Jay, "We are all rooting for Josh to succeed, both personally and professionally. Everyone shares in that hope and will continue to support him to every extent possible. But as Josh acknowledged, ultimately his success is up to him."
Adam Schefter on Josh Gordon coming back to the New England Patriots. Your phone to get in is 617-779-7937. I'm Mark James, and I'll be here with you for the next hour and a half on Red Sox Review. You can talk about the Red Sox if you want as well. But the big news all over New England is that Josh Gordon is back for now. Let's see how long it lasts. Anthony in Westboro leads us off. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Mark. Good evening. I'm very skeptical, as you are. I don't think Belichick trusts him. I think it's all crap. I think you're 110% right. I really don't think that Belichick. I don't think it's his man. But anyway, I'd rather have Amendola. I'm not trying to get off another subject, but I'd rather have Amendola back any day over Josh Gordon. You're right. He can be trusted. He's a great athlete, but I think he's only a part timer. If you follow me.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
No. Anthony, do you ever watch wrestling or no?
Absolutely.
He's like the Brock Lesnar of the Patriots. He plays part-time. You know, it's like part-time. You don't ever, you know, he's just a guy who's part-time. That's it. And you don't know when the bottom's going to fall out. Listen, we could sit here and make all the excuses in the world for Josh Gordon, and everybody can have all the sympathy. But at the end of the day, you are what you are. Like, you know, it's like Parcells always used to say, you kind of are what your record is. That's it.
You hit it. You nailed it.
And he is what his record is. I can't trust him. So he's here. But I got to tell you, I think the expiration date on my gallon of milk from Stop and Shop might last longer than his next tenure in New England. I just can't trust it. Sorry. Mike in Northampton's up next. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense that they're giving him a chance back in. He didn't break a toddler's arm. He didn't crash a car into somebody. He didn't shoot some dude in the nightclub.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I agree.
He didn't beat up his wife. He smoked weed, which we all know, like, half the dudes in the NFL are smoking weed and not getting kicked out over it. Honestly, I think it's kind of silly that it's gotten to this point. They could just let him play. It's not a performance-enhancing drug. It's not... The big crime is so ridiculously minor.
Okay, well, number one, it wasn't just weed. It was cocaine, Xanax, and other narcotics.
I mean, how much cocaine does a person have to do before it, you know, outweighs literally injuring a toddler?
Oh, no, listen, Mike, no one's comparing the Tyreek Hill. No one's comparing him to Tyreek Hill or Kareem Hunt, but let's just understand.
I mean, I don't know. They reinstated them. What, like, of course, how ridiculous would Goodell look if he didn't reinstate a dude over just drugs right after reinstating those scumbags? Like, that would be...
No. Listen, the NFL did the right thing. I don't know what took them so long, but they did the right thing. It doesn't matter it took them so long. It just, they got it done, which is the most important thing. But I'm telling you from a Patriots standpoint, and I... You know, I don't know Bill Belichick, but you kind of can glean the way he might think. I don't think Belichick is counting on Josh Gordon for all 16 plus the postseason. Just letting you know.
No, I mean, probably not. I don't think he is either. I think he'd have to be insane to do it. Honestly, I'm not sure he counts on anyone for all 16.
But let me also say this.
If there's one thing I've learned in 20 years, it's he counts on everyone to get hurt or be out, and he always just has the next guy up. That's just what he does.
Let me say this too about Josh Gordon, is that if he, or I think when he has another lapse, if I'm the Patriots, I you got to move on. You got to move on. And quite frankly, if I'm the NFL, this is it. This is your final strike, dude. This is like your eighth strike, okay? Not your third, but like your eighth or ninth. I'm done. And Roger Goodell, he's bent over backwards for this guy. I am done. And from a Patriots standpoint, if he has another lapse, it's over. I'm done. I cannot rely on somebody who, for what, like, if this cannot continue to happen and compromise the integrity and success and welfare of the New England Patriots. You cannot have this doing it. You just can't do it. After a while, it becomes too much. So this is it.
I think unless he actually hurts somebody on drugs, I think they're going to keep him suspended and they're going to bring him back every time they let back someone in who really has done something atrocious.
It's not just marijuana.
Say, hey, whoa, we're not that bad.
It's not just marijuana. It's more than that. That's the whole point that you're missing. It's more than marijuana. I mean, it's a disease and it's an addiction, but I just can't continue to have the integrity of the Patriots compromised. You know, this guy fell off the wagon with two games left last year in the regular season, right before the playoff run to the Super Bowl. You can't rely on that. Can't do it. I'm just telling you, I cannot do it. I will not do it. 617-779-7937. So everybody's happy, but there's a double-edged sword when it comes to Josh Gordon. David in Maryland, you have a thought on the Red Sox.
Good evening. How you doing?
Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little about, actually, I want to talk about some of these bad teams in baseball, like the Orioles and Tigers. My opinion is, but they probably won't do it because there's so much money involved with these teams, even though they're terrible and they're awful. And plus, you know, they still get a lot of revenue. But the teams like the Orioles and Tigers, you know, these teams need to be regulated down to the minor leagues. You know what I mean? And I hate to say it, you know, I mean, I used to be kind of an Orioles fan, but this team sucks. And the manager and the ownership they got down here is just awful. I mean, Peter Angelos has got to be the worst owner in baseball. I don't really think it's totally Brandon Hyde's fault or manager because, you know, I think if he give him some decent ball player to work with, I think he would be better. But some of these bad teams, I mean,
they're heritage teams. And here's the thing. Nobody cares around here about Baltimore. Nobody. I mean, honestly, no. It's not like the NFL when you have an opinion on the Ravens, the Orioles. They've been irrelevant now. I think, what's the last time they made the playoffs? 4 years ago with Buck Showalter. Nobody cares about Baltimore. I'm just being straight up with you. Nobody cares. If they get contracted tomorrow, who around here would give a rat's ass? Not me. I know that. I won't lose any sleep. I mean, it's a cool logo. I like the hat. You know, I think of classic Orioles. I think of Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray. But I could care less about the Baltimore Orioles. That's their problem. Yes, they do have the worst owner in Major League Baseball, but what are you going to do? They're a doormat. This is the part where when you win these games, it does nothing for you. That's the thing. It's like you should win these games. It does nothing for your team long term because this is nothing more than a glorified AAA team who happens to be playing a major league schedule in the American League East against the Red Sox, Yankees, and Rays. And it's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. But this is overall why the quality of the sport, and I mean, that's a whole other story, but take for that what you will. 617-779-7937. We'll also get to, playing the Tennessee Titans. It constantly elicits memories of Bill Belichick benching Malcolm Butler. Doesn't want to go away. And Jemele Hill, she decided to sound off about the new partnership between Jay-Z and the NFL with Roger Goodell. Well, yes, Jemele Hill. Remember her? She used to be on The Six on ESPN, an ill-fated sports center. So we'll get to all that. Your phone calls as well. 617-779-7937. Mark James here on Red Sox Review.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
I hope that Jay-Z understood what the strategy at play here was. They went for the head of the snake, and they did that for a reason, the head of the snake being Jay-Z. I mean, again, he's the most influential entertainer in the world. All those entertainers this past year that passed on the Super Bowl, the Rihannas, the Cardi B's, now all of a sudden they see Jay-Z giving his blessing to the NFL. So, of course, naturally, they're going to feel like it's okay now to align themselves with the NFL, which is exactly what the league wanted. Yeah. They wanted back in to black audiences, black culture, and frankly, to a lot of black fans who were turned off by how they treated Colin Kaepernick.
All right, Jemele Hill. She's somewhere, right? The Atlantic, it's called. Not The Athletic, The Atlantic she works for right now. Eric Reed, by the way, former teammate of Colin Kaepernick, was not really happy about this partnership with Jay-Z and the NFL. He said, he tweeted out, quote, "We never advocated for Colin to lose his job while we fought against systemic oppression. That's unjust, and where the NFL inserted itself into this. Now the NFL is, quote, championing social justice to cover their own systemic oppression and blackballing Colin. So we will fight to get Colin's job back as well. Jay-Z knowingly made a money move with the very people who've committed an injustice against Colin and is using social justice to smooth it over with the black community," end quote. Listen, here's the one thing about this. Jay-Z has more street cred than Colin Kaepernick. He does. At the end of the day, you know, like you, I think even I even heard Jay-Z, like there was some audio that came out the other day, him saying, you know, we're beyond the kneeling. We're beyond it now. Like we have to get to what's next. So for me, yeah, Roger Goodell struck gold with this, struck gold. And now it minimizes Colin Kaepernick. Because, like, it's not about whether Colin Kaepernick has a job anymore. Who cares? It's not about that. Now, as Jemele Hill so eloquently put, it's about them having credibility in the community. And with Jay-Z, they do. And let me just say this, too, about Colin Kaepernick. He grew up in a lily affluent white suburb in Milwaukee. Better than me and probably 90% of the listening audience right now. He didn't struggle. So he wasn't a guy like Jay-Z who came from nothing and grew up in Brooklyn and had to go through the rigors of being born, you know, from a financially handicapped situation and making it and becoming the biggest entertainer in the world and one of the most powerful media moguls out there. So let's not you know, look at Colin Kaepernick as some martyr who should be fawned over and, you know, completely feel sorry for, because I don't. It's beyond that. It's beyond that. If you get a job, you get a job. But now it's bigger than Colin Kaepernick now. That ship has sailed, finally. Your thoughts on the Josh Gordon thing as well. 617-779-7937. Mike in North Providence is up next. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, Mark. Yeah, with regards to Gordon, I'm pretty excited about him coming back. In particular, I think he's going to mesh in really well with the running game. I mean, you know, especially with Gronk being out, having like these big-bodied wide receivers out there, and I think Bill's been trying to transition over this for a while anyways, this really kind of opens up a lot of doors for them. The first thing that he showed when he joined the team last year is he could block in a big way. And I think having him and Nikhil out there is almost going to be having like two little tight ends out there on the perimeter. Because, you know, when you're dealing with the running game, oftentimes it's those wide receiver blocks that make the difference between, you know, the 8-yard run and the 38-yard run. They're the guys that will spring them free. And also, you of course, provides that deep threat. And I'm interested in what your thought is, because I'm thinking that Dell, right from the very beginning, was looking at Demaryius Thomas as being kind of like the emergency choice if Josh, you know, fails another test. He has him there on the pup list. He can activate him, or he can just let that ride.
Yeah, no, it's a good point. I'm hoping Josh Gordon stays clean, stays healthy, and keeps his head on straight and doesn't have a relapse. So that's what I'm hoping for. Would I bet on it? No, I would not bet on it whatsoever. So there's that.
It just seems interesting to me. I mean, you look at if you put Josh and Demaryius, you know, right next to each other, they look, you know, almost the exact same. And it's almost like, you know, Belichick always thinking like, you know, 10 steps ahead.
Oh yeah, sure.
Just saying. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to have Josh Gordon. He's anticipating him coming back and be saying, you know what? If Josh Gordon gets hurt, I'm going to get a guy that looks almost exactly like him to replace him.
And yeah, no, you have to. You have to, man. And, you know, the Patriots, they have, you know, they like to keep a lot of fuel in the tank. They have six corners right now in the team that can play. Bill Belichick likes to buy in bulk, especially stockpile certain positions. And I think that, you know, if all is well, and, you know, this guy has everything right in the world, sky's the limit. I mean, this guy could be a Pro Bowl, if not an All-Pro. But that is the big if on him. That, you know, the guy, you know, this season scheduled to make $2 million this year. That's a joke. $2 million for a talent like Josh Gordon? He should be scheduled to be making $14 million this year, not two. You know,
still a bang for the buck.
I know.
That's why I love the guy.
Oh, it's a value. The value, you can't beat it on the Patriots. You cannot beat it. So I just think everybody needs to just, like, calm down. Like, we just got to understand, remember what happened last year. When he played, he was great. Was a positive influence in the locker room. Locker was right next to Tom Brady. Edelman loved him. Brady loved him. Everybody loved him. There's no question. And everybody's, you know, pulling for him. But just remember that this thing could happen again. And if it does, you know, how many times can the Patriots afford to get burned with this guy?
Well, the key thing here is I think they just like the fact, especially last year, that he will be, they'll get him up to speed quickly. But at the same time, I think they're feeling a lot more comfortable, like I said, with Tom, the presence of Thomas, with the younger guys that they have on the team, that if this doesn't work, right, they'll just almost chalk it up as being like an injury, and we can move on. But I think they're hoping for the best, and if he does stay on the straight and narrow, I mean, you know, like you said, sky's the limit. This is a big win for them.
Oh, so huge, huge, huge. Mike, thanks for the phone call. 617-779-7937. I also want to get to, we'll get that to next. Stephen A. Smith chimed in on the NFL situation partnering with Jay-Z.
And Jay-Z decides to collaborate with the NFL and use the strong arm of the NFL to impact communities, disenfranchised communities throughout our nation in a very, very positive way, then excuse me, wasn't that the goal that Colin Kaepernick had? Wasn't that the goal that Eric Reid had? Wasn't that the goal that a plethora of other people who supported them had? It wasn't about getting Colin Kaepernick back in the NFL. It was about making sure that the issues that Colin Kaepernick illuminated for all of us were being addressed. And if those things are being addressed, then that was the ultimate goal.
I agree with that. Stephen A. Smith, yeah. Yeah, earn that $8 to $10 million paycheck a year from ESPN. There's nothing he just said that I disagree with. I agree with everything. So this is bigger than Colin Kaepernick becoming a backup somewhere in the NFL, in Jacksonville or wherever, or Arizona or Cincinnati. No, this is bigger than that. So now it goes to show you that maybe, just maybe, that the Colin Kaepernick whole thing is losing a little bit of its luster now. They got Jay-Z. It's like, hey, Colin Kaepernick, thanks but no thanks. You're not going to divide the league anymore from the community. You won't do that. Your thoughts on Josh Gordon coming back, do you trust him? Do you trust him to make it through an entire 16-game regular season plus the playoffs? 617-779-7937. The Red Sox have closed to within 6.5 games of the second wild card spot right now in the American League. Do you buy it? Or do you think that the season is lost like I do after the 8-game losing streak? I think it's over. There's 38 games to go. There's 7 back in the loss column from the Rays. I have a 9-7-93-7. Be back after this quick timeout on Red Sox Review with Mark James.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.